Morning, everyone.
Good morning.
How you doing? Good.
So open up with questions, guys. Go ahead.
Robert, the last time we spoke with you, you mentioned that you'd get someone to have final say on personnel in time. We've since learned that Elliot will have the final say. What do you see in Elliot that gives you the confidence that he's the right person to have the final say in the personnel?
Well, the major decisions in life that I've made, I've gone with my instincts. And sometimes people don't agree. But I think Elliot has good training, good pedigree. And we actually have a good group of young people. I'll tell you, we're starting new chapters in our development and as we evolve here. And I like the young people we have doing this. You know, we were in an environment previously where everything really funneled to the top. And maybe some of the young people that have worked real hard didn't get a chance to have their positions heard or maybe didn't speak up as much. I've encouraged them to be collaborative, and I think the combination of Gerard and Matt and together with Elliot I'm actually excited what I've seen. And, you know, that also sort of ties in with how players have changed too, really, over the last 10, 15 years, and how systems have changed. So I think they're in tune, and I'm excited. And I mean, some people call me an eternal optimist, so I don't know how much you should take what I say, but I'm excited by what's going on and the process. And they're thorough. They're very thorough. So I'm excited by what I've seen so far. And we'll evaluate after the draft and see how that's gone and decide where we go from there.
Robert, speaking of the draft, there are three quarterbacks regarded as the best within that range. Would you like to see a quarterback selected with the number three pick?
You know, I guess as a fan, I put my fan hat on, and I definitely would. You know, in the end, you can't win in this league consistently unless you have a first-rate quarterback and a first-rate coach. On the other hand, you're in different position, and we've never been in the third draft position since we've owned the team. And what happens, a lot of people behind are really desperate to move up, and so we're going to be open to whatever can come our way. But in the end, I'll let the team make the decision what they think is best. One way or another, I'd like us to see us get a top-rate young quarterback.
Robert, you say that you're excited about what's going on. A lot of Patriots fans would disagree with that given the cap space that you guys have had, the lack of improvements through personnel, they don't see much reason to be optimistic about the season. What would you say to those Patriots fans?
I feel bad. I think we've actually made some improvements. I think we're getting the system of functioning the way we did, where this year we signed a number of younger players that we had drafted or been in our system. And as a foundation, if you want to win consistently, you have to draft well and then get those players on the second contract. And we started to do that this year. We pursued the people we wanted in free agency. There was, you know, one outstanding receiver that unfortunately we couldn't close. it was not because of finance. It was made clearly his girlfriend wanted to be in the South, and we had a situation where the taxes were like almost 10% higher, and we offered or were willing to keep going to, at that premium, but he didn't want to be in the Northeast, and part of it might be the quarterback situation as well.
Robert, what are your expectations? I mean, in the last couple of years, you've told us you not only wanted to make the playoffs, but win a game, since you haven't won a playoff game in quite a while. Have those expectations changed because you have a new coaching staff?
Well, my hope and expectations is to make the playoffs. That's something, realistically, we have a new leadership team. We're going to have a lot of young players. We don't know. You know, a lot can happen. We might struggle more than I want, but the good news, and when you're running any business, is you try to figure out what the key variables are, and then you try to put people in place that you think can react and adapt to what has to happen. I really feel we have a good young team, and I just hope we don't struggle. But in the end, everything is chit-chat until you get on the field. And, you know, X's and O's are where it's at. And look, for me personally, after my family, the most important thing in my life is to win football games with the Patriots and try to do whatever I can in the background to try to make that happen. So I say that to our fans, and hope I believe we're going in the right direction. We've gone through, you know, a tough 3 years, 3-4 years. At the same time, you know, we were privileged to have the greatest coach in the history, the 100-year history of the game. He did amazing things, and you know, combined with the quarterback we had for two decades, it's a pretty high standard.
Robert, but
we're happy we were able to put the pieces in place that allowed that to happen and flourish. And now we have to get back, so we're competing in a range. We're in a similar, hopefully, position.
Robert, the NFLPA player survey the last 2 years has not really spoken kindly, hasn't reviewed the Patriots kindly. And I think a lot of people are wondering, like, what kind of efforts are being made to make it a better place for the players to work and to attract free agents and those sorts of things?
Yeah, no, this must tell you, I was unaware of the how bad that was. We've had a plan, and we put in place, we're committing a whole new facility adjacent to ours that has been discussed with the young leadership team of a building that'll be in excess of $50 million that'll have the most modern facilities. And look, we have to correct anything. I was not aware even of this daycare issue. That's something that's fixable and we want to do. And look, the players are the heart and soul of the business. So I'd be very surprised if that didn't improve. And that was done in the fifth week of the season, I think.
Robert, how do you balance patience and urgency? I mean, it's been a few years since the team has experienced the kind of success that you guys were accustomed to, but now that you have a team in place that has a big learning curve, you're going to have to be patient, or you're going to be back here at the top of the draft in a couple of years.
No,
how do you balance that?
Yeah, well, you know, that's a function of, have we put the right people in place to make it happen? I'd like I'd like to think there'll be a big improvement next year, and that's my hope. And yeah,
it's coming.
Yeah, but we know we have to be patient. Everything is new. I mean, I think we have 20 new coaches. Just to be able to integrate them into a system, I think Gerard has terrific people skills, and I think Elliot and Matt have really good knowledge of our product and what has to be done. And I've told them, look, I don't want to do splashy things just to get attention and get good headlines one day. I want us to do the things that are substantive and good for the short term and long term. And I think, look, and be my 31st season, we've never been drafting in the third position. I hope it'll be similar. I think back to coming in as an owner in 94, and we were drafting four. And we got, you know, my fifth son, Willie McGinnis, and he really kicked some butt and helped bring a certain attitude to the team, and we made the playoffs that first year. But who knows? But we have a chance to get really good personnel in this draft. And another small thing, a position we've never been in, after the draft, people cut players when they fulfill their needs that are some very good players sometimes. We've never been in a claiming position of number three. There's a lot of little things that can happen, and also the way our coaching, there's a new feeling in the coaching staff, and everyone's contributing. But in the end, what the bottom line is, how do we do game day and wins and losses?
Mac Jones was traded this offseason, and what you saw with him over the last 3 years, do you think the team is in a better position now to help a young quarterback going forward with, you know, the offensive coaches that Gerard brought in?
Definitely. I think Alex Van Pelt has had great experience. I don't think the last couple of years how we handle the offense, speaking as a fan, was the kind of approach we wanted. Yeah. Look, one way or another, we know at some point we're going to get a young quarterback who will be gifted. And fortunately, there's a number of them in this draft. And, you know, where we take that position will depend on what comes to us. But I hope our personnel people do a good job in that area, and I really believe we have the coaching to support that.
Robert, there's been some negative reaction to the Dynasty docuseries. What is your reaction to that?
Well, I loved the first three episodes. I really liked. I felt bad that there was so much emphasis on the more controversial and, let's say, challenging situations over the last 20 years. I wish they had focused more on our Super Bowl wins, our 21-game win streak. I felt bad. There were players who gave hours and hours of interviews, and they felt only the negativity. People like Devin McCourty and Rodney Harrison and Matthew, although I've just heard quietly that they've all felt that way. And actually, there were some really prominent people that were interviewed for hours that never were used. So, little disappointed that there wasn't more of a real positive approach, especially for Patriot fans who have lived the experience with us.
Robert, one quick follow-up on that. Specific to Bill Belichick in the dynasty, a lot of fans feel like he was unfairly maligned and blamed for a lot of things. Just specific to Bill, do you have any comment on?
Yeah, well, look, I'll state this clearly. I feel so privileged that we had Bill here. And, you know, we hope when he's finished that we're going to have a chance to honor him the way we did. We will do with Tom Brady this year. You know, we did this little ceremony at halftime of the Eagles games, but it was not adequate, and we look forward to being able to celebrate putting him into the Patriots Hall of Fame 6-12-24. And, you know, I look forward to the privilege of putting Bill into the Patriots Hall of Fame one day in the future. So thank you all.